Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Yes? Yes? I'll be right here in my hobby shop. I'll be looking for you. Goodbye.
Who was that on the telephone, Grandpappy?
You won't believe it, Ray. That was my old friend Max Thompson. We used to be neighbors years ago.
Is he coming here?
Yep, he's flying in this afternoon. He's coming all the way from California. Why, I haven't seen Max since we were kids. Years ago. Here, let me get my old photograph album. I think I have a picture of Max. Here's my photograph album.
It looks like it's about ready to fall apart.
Well, this album is over 50 years old. You'd fall apart, too, if you were over 50 years old. What am I saying?
Yes, I know, but just where is this picture of Max Thompson?
Just hold your horses, Ray. I'll find it. There he is. This is my friend, Max Thompson.
Let me see. This little boy?
Well, it has been a long time ago. Yep, that's the last time I saw little Max.
I'll bet little Max has changed since then.
Nonsense. I'll bet he looks just the same.
I wouldn't be too sure. After all, 50 years is a long time.
There. How does the hobby shop look now, Ray?
It looks neat and clean. Are you sure you want to do all of this just to meet your friend?
I want Max to see me at my best.
Well, just as you say, but I still think Max will be more interested in seeing you than a clean hobby shop. You shouldn't be working so hard.
Work? Nonsense. It's not work when you're getting all cleaned up for company. Uh-oh, hear that? I'll bet that's the taxi from the airport. I'll bet that Max is here.
Better take off your apron, Grandpappy. And don't forget to put the vacuum sweeper away.
Goodness, yes. I nearly forgot.
Better put it in the closet.
There. Now how does everything look?
Well, it's so clean, I wouldn't know the place.
Good. Here comes someone now.
I'm looking for Chester Sparks. Can you tell me where he is?
Chester Sparks? Why, that's me. Who wants me?
I do. I'm Max Thompson.
You are? Why, I...
What's the matter, Chester? Don't you recognize me?
Oh, I'd better put on my glasses so I can see better. Now then, you are Max Thompson?
I am.
But...
What's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Well, I guess I have. Max, you are still young. You look just like you always did. You're still a little boy.
I know, but you... What, you've grown older. You're not a little boy anymore.
I know, Max. Folks around here called me Grandpappy.
Grandpappy? I guess you do look like a Grandpappy. Your hair is white, and you have a beard.
Look here, whoever you are, you can't still be young. Everybody gets older. That's just part of living.
I'll always be young, Grandpappy. You're the only one who's grown old. Grown old. Grown old. Grown old. Grown, 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 grown.
Well, aren't you going to answer me, Grandpappy?
What?
Grandpappy Sparks, have you been daydreaming again? Your mind must have been a million miles away.
I was just thinking, Ray. Suppose Max Thompson was still young. Suppose he still looked like he did when we were friends at school.
Is that what's worrying you? Well, you can be sure that Max has grown up, just like you did.
Hope he doesn't think I'm too old. What if he doesn't know me?
Grandpappy Sparks, I'm surprised at you.
Chester? Max? Well, just don't stand there. Let's shake hands.
Max Thompson, my old friend. It's you. It's really you. Have another cup of tea, Max.
Well, maybe just a little.
Grandpappy has been telling me a lot about you, Max.
I'm sure he has, Ray.
I just can't get over it, Max. Here we are, and after all these years.
I was afraid that you wouldn't know me.
And I was afraid you wouldn't know me.
Let me see that old picture of us once again.
You mean that old picture in my photograph album?
That's the one. I can't believe that you have a picture of us when we were both young.
Here. We sure were handsome rascals, weren't we?
We sure were. I'm afraid that Miss Smith, our teacher, didn't think so. Remember the time we rode the horse to town?
I sure do. It was old Dobbin. Old Dobbin sure was a good horse.
Oh, my, that was a long time ago. I'm afraid the times have changed, Chester.
I guess so. We've all grown up. Now the folks here in town don't call me Chester anymore. They simply call me Grandpappy.
I'm glad that people grow up and change. Wouldn't it be awful if everybody stayed little babies?
I never thought about it before, but you're right, Ray.
I'd hate to be a little baby again. I have enough problems as it is.
Well, one thing's for sure. Everything changes. People change.
People change? Why, what do you mean, Ray?
Well, your toes grow. Your feet grow. Your legs grow.
Oh, I get it. Everything grows together.
That's right. Everything grows together because you're all in one piece.
By granny, that sure would make a good song, Ray. Don't you have some song like that somewhere?
Grandpappy, I thought you'd never ask.
Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows. It's because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows. It's because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows. It's because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece.
By doggies, that sure was a good song, Ray. Land sakes, look who's here. That's Miss Gomez from down the street. Hi, Miss Gomez.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray.
What brings you here to my hobby shop, Miss Gomez?
My sister broke her electric bottle warmer. I'm going to babysit tonight, and I won't be able to warm the baby's bottle.
Broken bottle warmer? Well, that shouldn't be any problem. Let me go over here to my workbench.
Miss Gomez, I'd like you to meet an old friend of Grandpappy's. This is Max Thompson.
I'm very happy to meet a friend of Grandpappy's. I don't know what our town would do without Grandpappy's parks and his hobby shop.
I know.
How are your sister's children? I'll bet they are growing.
They sure are, Ray.
How old is the new baby?
Oh, Margarita is 7 weeks old already. Time really flies.
You can say that again. Why, I remember your sister when she was just a baby herself.
Well, now, here's your bottle warmer, Miss Gomez.
Grandpappy's farts. You fixed it already?
Sure did. Wasn't nothing much. Just a broken wire on the plug. I wish all my repair work was as easy as that. Now, who could that be?
Oh, that's my taxi out there. I tell the driver to wait for me.
Don't tell me that you're going already. You just got here.
I know, but I was between planes. I only had a few minutes here in your town, so I thought I'd stop by and see you.
After 50 years, you're only going to stay 10 minutes?
I'm sorry, Chester. I'll come back now that I know where you are.
Well, you'd better come back. We have lots of catching up to do.
I know. I'll write to you, Chester. So long.
There sure goes a good friend. Imagine seeing Max Thompson after all these years. Now, who in tarnation could that be?
Why don't you answer it and find out?
I was just about to do that very thing. I'm a-coming. I'm as-moving as fast as I can. I'm not on disco skates, you know. Hello. Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Grandpappy. This is young Chester Sparks speaking.
Oh, brother. Now I've seen everything. You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.